I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Tom Spanbauer is the author of 5 acclaimed novels, often exploring topics of race, family, and sexual identity in his vivid and lyrical style. He is also the founder of the teaching form called Dangerous Writing. His latest novel is called I Loved You More, and he will give a reading on the UO campus in Eugene on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. as part of the Duck Store reading series. He joins us by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking the time, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Eric. It's really nice to be here with you.
How would you summarize this tale?
The narrator is an older gay man with AIDS looking back on his love affairs. He has fallen in love with a straight man in the 1980s in New York City, and the straight man falls in love with him too, in a sense. They have to figure out how they're going to be. The first half of the book is about the complicated relationship between these two men and how they come to terms with their feelings. The second half of the book happened several years later. The main character has developed AIDS, and he has a straight female student who takes care of him. She falls in love with him, and he thinks he can fall in love with her too. He gives it his best shot, but it doesn't work out well at all.
It's a love triangle in a certain way, but it's a really complicated love triangle because it crosses the boundaries of straight and gay relationships and relationships across years and even professional relationships as well. What do you want to illuminate about relationships through the course of telling this tale?
I just really wanted to investigate the complex and complicated relationship between two men, and one man is a gay man and one man is a straight man. And then the straight woman falls in love with a gay man, and he falls in love with her too, but in a different way. And so it's kind of a deconstruction of a love story, because the straight man can't really love the gay man the way the gay man wants to be loved. The gay man can't love the straight woman really like she wants to be loved. And when the two that can love each other get together, then the gay man is left alone. It's my attempt to look at how complicated we as human beings all are.
We are very complicated, and relationships are very complicated. And when I think of the title of this book and the content of some of it, it seems like the topic of emotional inequality is there in a certain way, that there is someone who loves the other more or in a different way. Do you think that's inherent in all relationships, or is there really a balanced form of love, whether it's two people or three people, gay or straight?
I think that on a given day, it could be anything. If you have a partner, there are days that you just are so thankful for this person, you can't stand it. And then that night he irritates the hell out of you. So I think it's just part of our nature that it's not something that's given and static.
Some of the setting of this book is clearly autobiographical because it has roots, as you do, in Idaho and Columbia University and Oregon. How much of the book is autobiographical and how much not?
The Dalai Lama said, if you meet someone, look them in the eye and be kind, because within those eyes there's a great battle waging. And since we're all human, by going inside to our own particular battles, really what we're all doing is fighting a much larger battle that is overarchingly human. And to talk about being human is to talk about the pain and sorrow in your own heart. And that's exactly what I did with this last novel, I Loved You More. My close friend died, and we hadn't spoken in 7 years. I Loved You More was my invention to bring understanding to my grief. I put my fiction mask on, and I investigate all the way things could go wrong, and then I exaggerate them. So it's based on something that happened in my life, but it's the lie that tells the truth truer.
How is that related to what you call dangerous writing? What is dangerous writing from your perspective?
You know, a dangerous writing is going to that sad, sore, secret place and investigating it. For me, that's what the muse is.
In the end, what do you wish the takeaway to be for the audience from this novel and from your reading on Tuesday evening?
A sense of how complicated we all are. A sense of what it is to feel love and what it is to have your heart broken. When it comes to the human heart, we're all just amateurs, so what trouble we can get ourselves into.
And yet what places of beauty on occasion as well, and hopefully that makes it all worth it.
Well, I think that there are some beautiful places in this book. I want to share that too.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes today.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate talking to you.
Tom Spanbauer, author of 5 acclaimed novels, including his latest one, I Loved You More. He'll be doing a reading from that work on the UO campus in Eugene Tuesday evening, April 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. in the Knight Library Browsing Room. It's part of the Duck Store Reading Series. It's free and open to the public. For more on the writing of Tom Spanbauer and on dangerous writing as well, visit tomspanbauer.com and Hawthorne Books in Portland. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.